Bibles, Hebrew chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. While you're turning there, we just want to find out something. We got the services for brother or sister Robin's father. They're going to have a viewing on Monday from 5 to 8 and a funeral service on Tuesday at 10:30. I know Brother Calvin and Sister Joyce are planning on going up on Monday. It's about a three-hour drive. Would anyone else be interested in going up if we took the van to go? All right. Answers that question. Then on Tuesday morning, they have the funeral service. Anybody interested in going up on Tuesday? If they had the funeral, all right, we'd have to leave here about 7 to be sure we got there in time. All right. Sister Jessie Weinberger will be having her services right here at the church on Wednesday. And they'll have a viewing from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock a.m. And then be going to Union Cemetery for the internment there. And then they'll be coming back to the church for a lunch, if the ladies could get together and take care of that. But we ask you just to be in prayer and be mindful of these services and these folks who are going through this loss in their families and whose hearts are no doubt heavy and grieving, rejoicing because they know where their loved one is. Amen. But grieving because of the fact that they're not there with them. Amen. And then we ask you to remember Brother Joe Allen. We just left there, and I don't know. He's very, very shallow in his breathing. If he makes it through the night tonight, it'll surprise me. Amen. And I just ask you to remember him. Remember the family. Just remember all the situations that are going on. You know, it seems like a lot of times in families there are issues and situations, and theirs is no different, but pray for them that God would bring them through their issues, amen, and help this time of transition, this time of passing, to be one of peace and to be one of tranquility. It's the Bible says that blessed in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints, amen. When a child of God passes from this world to the glory world, amen, and the Lord looks upon it, it's a blessed time, and it's a blessed event that's occurring, and we should be able to rejoice in that and spend time in that, realizing that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. And we want to hold on sometimes, and we want to cling to what we've had and what we've known, and it's hard to let go for what we don't know. But praise God, because Jesus said so. He said there was a place prepared. There was a home that he had made for me and for you and for everyone that trusts him. Because he said so, I believe so, and I can let go. Amen. It makes it a lot easier, amen, to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord in that place that Jesus has prepared. We thank God for that tonight. But sometimes it's hard by faith just to let go and trust the Lord. Amen. It's hard by faith just to say, well, I don't understand this, and I can't conceive this, and I've never experienced this, but I've got to believe God anyway. That's faith, friends. That's how we got saved, was by faith, believing what he said he was going to do and could do, and allowing him to do it. Amen. Praise God. That's faith. Amen. It takes faith to walk with him. It takes faith to die with him. Amen. And praise God, when we die with him in faith, we die with peace in our heart. We die with confidence and assurance. And we're thankful for that faith. If you found Hebrews 11, stand with us tonight. I give your legs a stretch here for a few moments. And we just want to preach to you on a foundational faith. Amen. In chapter 11, we're going to read 3 verses. We won't be longer than what the Lord will have us, no matter what you say or what you call me or what you nickname me. Amen. We will preach no longer and no shorter than what the Lord would have us to. Amen. In verse number 8, the Bible says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Brother Jim Cato, would you take us tonight to the throne of grace? Man, you may be seated. The Bible tells us in verse number 1, says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. In verse number 6, it says, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. These words sound so easy. These words flow so sweetly and so smoothly off the pages of God's word. But when we have to put them into practice, and when we have to put them into action, it becomes a little more difficult sometimes just to accept things by faith and just trust God by faith. Abraham is one of the men. They go down through the roll call of faith here, and began to call out some of the saints of old that trusted God through faith and found deliverance through faith and found life through faith and found everything that they ever dreamed of and ever could have imagined in this world through faith in the glory world that God had prepared for them. Abraham was a man who lived in a pagan land. He lived in Ur of the Chaldees. They worshiped pagan gods. They lived and followed pagan rituals, but God spoke to Abraham in Ur of the Chaldees, and he called him to go out into a land that he was going to give to him for a promise and for an inheritance. And the Bible tells us three things here about Abraham and about his journey, about Abraham and about his faith, about Abraham and about the life he lived that will help us if we will just grasp them and hold on to them and cling to them in our life. Number one, in verse number 8, the Bible says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should hereafter receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. Folks, let me tell you tonight, faith tonight is trusting God when you don't understand the plan. Amen. God told Abraham to go to this place that I'm going to tell you. I've got a plan for you there. I've got something that I'm going to do, and you're going to just be amazed at what happens in that place. He said, I'm going to multiply your seed as the stars of heaven and as the sands of the sea. But you got to go here, and you got to do what I tell you, like I tell you, and how I tell you. And Abraham went, even though he didn't know. Abraham went, even though he didn't understand. Abraham went. Maybe had never even heard of the place where God had told him to go. But Abraham went because God said so. Amen. Amen. Faith is doing what God wants you to do, even when you don't fully understand why. Has God ever directed you someplace and led you to a place, and after you got there, you realized that you was there because God wanted you to be there? Has God ever delayed your plans? You was trying to get on the road. You was trying to travel. You was trying to get something accomplished, and you was trying to do it in yourself. And God, I just told you to hold on a minute, just to hang in there a little while later. And you find out a few minutes later, you find out a few hours later, you find out a day or so later that had you went when you was ready to go, instead of waiting on God said it was time to go, you would have found yourself in danger's way. You'd have found yourself in the midst of, we've heard multiple testimonies where God has delayed people in their travels. And they come to find out that had they left when they wanted to, amen, had they done it when they wanted to, they no doubt could have been the ones who were involved in a terrible accident. We find that God tells us sometimes when we want to say something. We talked about this some this morning, especially in Sunday school, how sometimes we want to say things or we want to do things. And we want to be the Holy Spirit of God, and God says no. But God, they need to know. But God, they need to hear, and God says no. Amen. God says, don't say that. Don't witness. Don't testify. Don't tell them what you want to tell them. Maybe your heart and your mind wants to tell them, but you don't have the right spirit about you. You don't have the right attitude about you. It's not the right circumstance. I told folks yesterday, I wanted to say something to a gentleman yesterday that used to sing for the Lord, used to use his talents for the Lord. I wanted to say something to him so bad, but God said, no, don't say it. Amen. But God, I don't get to see him that often. But God, I don't. Amen. I don't know why, but God will use that down the road. Amen. Faith is trusting God when we don't fully understand why. Amen. We don't understand where. We don't understand how. But God just said to go. And Abraham went. Never been there before. He didn't know nothing about the place. But he trusted God. Had the plan. Do you remember when you got saved? Amen. Do you remember when you got saved and you realized that you was a sinner lost and on your way to a devil's hell? You realized that apart from God there was no hope for you in your life? If you was to die, you knew that very instant that you would split hell wide open. But somebody had told you about Jesus. Somebody had told you about an old rugged cross. Someone had told you why the blood that was shed on the cross had to be shed, that it might cleanse you from your sins and it might cover your sins and hide all your iniquities. Why you deserve to be there, but Jesus died in your... You heard the gospel story. You heard the gospel message and you didn't understand it. Holy, I'm going to tell you this. I still can't fully comprehend how God could love someone like me so much that he would send his son to die on an old rugged cross for people like me. And as bad as I was, there's folks a whole lot worse. But you know what? He sent his son to die for them. I don't understand it. I can't fully comprehend it. But praise God, one day I trusted it. Amen. And I found out when I trusted it that I was gloriously birthed into the family of God. I found out that he took the sting of sin away. Brother Reggie, he lifted that weight and that burden that had filled me and had overwhelmed me and was crushing me. And praise God, I found new hope. I found new joy. I found new peace because I had a new life. I had a new name. I had a new garment. And praise God, the old filthy garment had been taken away, and he gave me a new coat to wear. Amen. I didn't understand it, and I can't tell you exactly all about it today, but praise God, I trusted it. Amen. And it made a difference in my life. Abraham trusted, he believed, and he followed God. Even when he did not understand the whole plan. God told him to go, and he went. God told him it was so, and he believed it. Amen. Do you trust God that much to where you will listen to him, you heed him? And when God says no, you know it means no. When God says go, you know you need to go. Amen. Do you trust God enough to listen to him unequivocally, irregardless of what you know, what you think, and what you understand? Amen. Because let me tell you something. When you trust him that way, you learn the foundations of faith are not believing in what I think, what I know, what I believe, what I feel, but trusting in God because He's God. Amen. Trusting in God because He told us we could trust Him. Last year, Tanya went through a battle with cancer. And I know she learned in the midst of that battle that if she was going to get victory, she was going to have to trust God. Amen. I know families in this church that have been through trials. We've seen issues faced in us that we don't even want to just think about. We can't even tell other people about. But we know that we can trust God because He told us we could trust Him. We know that we can lean on Him and we can bring our problems to Him and we can move forward on His advice. We can stand still on His advice. We could do what He wants us to do, and we know that when we're doing what He wants us to do, praise God, He'll bless it. Amen. Amen. Because we don't understand it, but we trust Him. Verse number 9 says, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Faith is standing where God leads me. Oh, although I cannot see everything that God has promised me. Amen. I haven't seen heaven, but He's promised it to me. I haven't physically seen His glory, but praise God, one day I will. Amen. Amen. How do you know that, Pastor? Because He told me. He told me, if I walk that narrow path, if I walk that narrow way and I go through that straight gate, amen, I can enter into glory. But He's told me that if I take the broad way, the worldly way, the sinful way, He's told me that it leads to destruction. And you know what I found out in the journey? Sometimes I have detoured along the way. Amen. Sometimes I have tried to go my own way, Brother Reggie, and I found out that I got myself in more trouble than I could get out of. And I had to trust Him. I had to call on Him. I had to depend on Him. Abraham was the same way. Praise God. He got down into Canaan land, and there was a drought in the land, and he went down into Egypt, and he told Sarah, he said, tell the Egyptians, you're my sister. And praise God, he got down in there and he tried to deal with his problems and the situations that he was facing his own way. And God had to stir Pharaoh's heart up to move him on back up out of there to where he needed to be. Amen. It's a long story short, but that's what happened. Tried to work the plan out himself. And after that, he found out that if he just sojourned there, if he just stayed where God wanted him to stay, God blessed him. Man, God came by after these things. After what things, Pastor? After he had had the battle of the kings and he had recovered Lot and all that had been stolen. The Bible says, I think it's chapter 15, it says, and after these things, the Lord appeared unto Abram. Amen. The Bible tells us that, and a few chapters later, how that God appeared unto Abram in a dream. Amen. The Bible tells us a little while later how that as he dwelt in his tent in the plains of Mamre, how that God in a theophany, an earthly presence, how that he could come and he could commune with Abraham. He came and he communed with him. He supped with him and he spent the day with him in the plains. But you know what it was? He was where God said for him to be. And praise God, he sojourned sojourned there. He didn't completely understand. He never built a house because he wasn't sure where to build. He never built anything that was a lasting monument other than an altar and other than digging a well. But praise God, he dwelt where God told him to dwell, and he sojourned there because he was holding to the promises. You know why I keep on going? Because we sang that song. Standing on the promises. Amen. Y'all know that old hymn? Standing on the promises of God my King. Through eternal ages let the praises ring. Amen. I'm not standing on what I know. I can't even stand on what I understand. But praise God, I can stand on every promise that's in the Word of God, because there's never been one promise of God's Word that has ever failed. Amen. Amen. Abraham learned to trust God when he didn't even know what all God was going to do. He didn't know the plan. He didn't know the land that he was going to. Abraham trusted God. And he sojourned in the land because it's where the promise was. Amen. You know where the promise is in our life? Is in the will of God. Amen. That's where the blessing comes from. That's where the glory comes from. That's where the peace comes from. That's where the joy comes from. That's where the contentment comes from. Amen. The promises of God are in the will of God. Amen. You can't get outside of the will of God and have peace in your life. Amen. You have got to abide. You got to abide in the promise. You got to abide where God says for you to be. You got to abide where He tells us in His Word that we need to find ourselves. And praise God, you want God's blessing in your life. You got to abide where the promise is. Amen. You want God's presence in your life? You got to abide where the promise is. Let me tell you what. God don't show up to no hog pen. Amen. Other than to tell you it's time to get yourself cleaned up. Amen. God don't dwell with us in our sin, but He dwells with us in the promise. I'm glad He seeks us in our sin. I'm glad He convicts us in our sin. I'm glad He takes our peace and our joy away in our sin. Amen. That He might bring us back to the promise and get us a dwelling in the promise. Get us living by faith. That's another old song we sing. Living by faith. How do we live by faith? It's living in the promise. Amen. Standing on the promises. Amen. We can live by faith when we're standing in the promises. We can stand on the promises when we're living by faith. Amen. Because we're not looking for what we can do. We're not looking for things. We're not looking for anything but just to be where God wants us to be and let Him do what He wants to do. Amen. That's where Abraham was. He was willing to trust God when he didn't understand. He was willing to stand where God told him to be, where God had wanted him to be, and where God had made the promise. And he never stopped looking for God. God had visited with him. He had come by and made the covenant with him in chapter 15. He had come by there, I think it's in chapter 16. He spoke to Abram and he reminded him and he reassured him of the blessing there. He come and he visited with him and he communed with him and he supped with him there up in about chapter 17. And praise God, God never stopped showing up and Abraham never stopped looking for God. You know what the problem is in most of our churches and in most of our Christian lives today is we've stopped looking for Jesus. Amen. We've stopped looking for Him to show. I'm looking for Him any day. Amen. I'm looking for Him any day. The chronicle of Bible prophecy have all been fulfilled as far as I know and as far as we can tell. And the only thing we're waiting for is the Lord to show up again. Amen. Abraham never stopped looking for the Lord. Abraham never stopped to build in the land of Canaan. Abraham never stopped to build in the land of promise, for he was looking for something far superior. The Bible says in verse number 10 here, for he looked for a city which hath no foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Praise God. God promises his blessings. He promises his favor. He promises his touch upon our lives. And we get all wrapped up in the material things of this world. He told Abram when he was in the plains of Mamre, he said, look to the north, look to the south, look to the east, and look to the west. He said, all the land that you see, he said, I'm going to give it to you and to your seed for an inheritance forever. But you know what? Abraham looked at the promise, and he dwelt in the promise, and he lived in the promise. But praise God, he wasn't satisfied with the promise. He wanted to be in the presence of the promise maker. Amen. We get all wrapped up in the promises. Amen. And we forget about the promise maker. We get all wrapped up in God's goodness. And we forget about God. We get wrapped up in the blessings. And we forget all about the blesser. Praise God, let's not lose sight of what the journey is. The journey is not about getting to the blessings. The Bible is not, the promise isn't about just getting the things that God gives us. The promises were His. Were His. And praise God, He wants a relationship. Abraham wasn't satisfied with the things that God had given him. Abraham was a wealthy man. God multiplied him. God blessed him. God made him a rich man. But Abraham wasn't wrapped up in the tangible things of the promise. Abraham was looking for God. He was looking for that eternal home. He was looking for that city whose builder and maker is God. A city that had found, he dwelt in tents. The Bible said they dwelt in tabernacles. They lived in tents. And they sojourned in tents, and they moved sometimes around the promised land, and they functioned in the promised land, and they were happy in the promised land, but they were still looking for Him. They were still looking for the one who had made the promise. They were still looking for the home that He had prepared for those who trust Him. They were still looking for the hope that their forefathers had known. Oh, Enoch, he was and he walked with God, and one day he was not. Amen. He was translated. He got graduated into the glory world. He was looking like the others for those who went before him. And praise God, there's many a saint that has went on before me who was looking for that heavenly home. I think of my dear old mother-in-law, and praise God, how she longed for the day when she'd go home. And praise God, I have a hope that's just like hers. I have a faith that's just like hers. And if the Lord would take me and take me on home, praise God, oh, what a glorious time it would be, because I'm just a stranger and a pilgrim. I'm just a passing through. I'm just sojourning here for a while and for a season. Amen. I've got some things. But brother, let me tell you something. There's nothing in this world. My children are probably the most precious thing, and my grandchildren are the most precious thing I have in this world. But not even they are able to hold me back. Amen. Not even they can keep me from longing and desiring the glory. Well, many people can let their kids drag them into hell. Amen. Many a parent have drugged their kids into hell. Amen. But praise God, with all that I've been blessed with in this world, I have nothing here to hold me here. If the Lord says it's time to go home. Why? I'm looking for a city. Amen. I'm looking for a city. Amen. I'm not just looking for a city. I'm looking for my Savior. Amen. Now, the Bible said he's going to step out on the cloud and the trump's going to sound. The shout's going to go. The dead in Christ are going to rise first. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And we'll be forever with the Lord. Praise God. I got to tell you something tonight. If you're not looking and longing for Jesus, you got your heart and your faith misplaced. Amen. Learning. To trust God is learning to long for God. Learning to have faith is learning to long for the Lord. Doesn't mean things are going to go our way all the time. We walk by faith and not by sight. We don't always understand. We don't always comprehend. But we know that we know that we know. That he has a plan. Don't know what it is. It ain't the same plan that he had the last time, maybe. But praise God, he's got a plan. And we know one plan he's got for sure. It's his plan of salvation. It's a plan that never changes. It's a plan that never fails. It's a plan that will never let those who trust in it doubt. We know he's got a plan for us that know him. Those who are the called according to his purpose. Who've been saved. Who've been redeemed. Who've been born again. Praise God, he's got a plan for us. How do I know he's got a plan for us? He said, because he's going to go prepare a place for me. And if he prepared a place for me, he's going to come again. Who am I looking for? I'm looking for Jesus. Amen. I'm looking for him to come back to take me to that heavenly home that's prepared for me. And when you see me go and you know I'm gone, I just rejoice. Amen. I just shout hallelujah because I'm having the biggest old time I've ever had in my life. Amen. When I get to see Jesus. Amen. I tell you, I'm glad we can trust him. I'm glad we can be encouraged in him. I'm glad when the death angel comes and he visits our house, Sister Kathy, praise God. We don't have to sorrow as others that have no hope. Amen. Amen. I sang that old song Dole Lawson sung up here the other night. When Sister Jessie went, I remember the night Mother left us. And we stood by the side of her bed. Well, it was strange how it all seemed so peaceful as she looked at her family and said, I'm leaving the land of the dying to lay hold on eternal life. And the moment you see me departing, well, you will know I have safely arrived. Well, she taught us of times and of seasons, how all things in life come and go, how the flowers that bloom in the springtime are gone with the first falling snow. Amen. Praise God. I won't sing the whole thing, but I know this. Amen. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. If I die down here, I'm alive up there. The instant I leave this world is when I know and when I experience and when I get to feel what real life is all about. And praise God, I'm looking for a city. I'm looking for a Savior. Amen. And I'm looking for it soon. Hey, man. I don't trust this old world. I don't know. I don't trust our government anymore. Never trusted it a whole lot. But I trust it less and less every day. Because I know, and I'm not afraid of it. I just know that God's word is being fulfilled. Hey, man. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. The destruction of America must come about because America is not mentioned. America is not even referred to. America is not even remotely indicated anywhere that I can find in God's word and Bible prophecy. It's God's plan being fulfilled. It's a sad thing, but it's an exciting thing. Amen. I'm looking for the Savior. I'm looking for His salvation. I'm looking for the city that He's prepared for me. And as long as I've got that, my faith is wrapped up and my faith is secure, because my faith is in Him. Amen. And in Him alone. My hope is in Him. My help is in Him. My everything is in Him. And tonight, if yours is not in Him, you need to find out what faith is all about by trusting Him completely. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Heads bowed, eyes closed. No one looking.